This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, it seems like everything is moving to the internet these days. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think there's an audience that's obviously there that you need to capture and to harness. But, you know, it's been learning as we go. I was in the industry recently and spent a number of years in it, and we were learning as we went. We were trying a lot of things. But at that time, we were learning from our mistakes, and I think mistakes have been made. And sometimes editors took their eye off the ball of the print product. And I think sometimes you have to find a use for both. What should be going online and what should be going on print? And I've always believed that online should be for that hear news now, that environment that we live in, that the readers demand. We can report that breaking news and show you the video and so forth. And then print should bring you that component of, well, here's the rest of the story. Here's an evaluation, an explanation, a more comprehensive report that we can help compete against television and radio.
Well, Rich, you have a philosophy about the web for Tri-States Public Radio.
Well, my philosophy, I think what you're getting at here is that they are different. They involve different styles of writing. You know, actually, this is kind of interesting. Douglas Wilson from the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College wrote a book a few years ago called Lincoln's Sword about his writing. And he pointed out that Lincoln actually would give a speech, and then he would submit a copy to the newspapers for them to run. But he would make changes to the version he sent to the newspaper because he knew that the way something is said out loud is different than the way something might be written on a piece of paper. That the way we speak is different than the way we write, and you have to adjust for those different audiences.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps he was ahead of his time. I mean, we at the newspaper where I had come from and worked for years, sure, we had a different approach when we wrote something online, where we wrote for brevity and for the sake of the here and now, and this is what we can confirm. But we also wrote with the point of view that come back to the print edition the next day, and of course come back to the website as details come in, will follow.
It's almost like you were using the web to promote the print product, you know, in the early days.
Absolutely.
And we also felt the same way early on, that web stories should be short and to the point. But now the thinking, I think, is that your audiences will stick with a web story if it's well written and has some details and things of interest. They're now more accustomed to reading stuff online and will stick with a longer story.
Yeah, they've done studies where it confirms that people, even on their mobile phone, will read a long story. People actually assumed in the beginning that, you know, desktop computers, that's where people would read the longer stories. But even people on mobile phones will do that. They'll spend time on their phone reading a detailed story on the web. You know, I don't think the web has killed print. I don't work for a print newspaper. I've never except for in college. But I have worked in television. And I see a lot of the same things happening in newspapers, in TV and radio stations, where journalists are being cut back by corporate. You know, they just think that everyone should be able to do everything and they can use fewer people to get the same quality. And I don't believe that. There's a lot of stations that are hurt by that kind of thinking. And I think journalism is hurt by that thinking. Web has given people another avenue to make money in this business. And any salesperson will tell you that works at a TV or a print or a radio station, the web is also where money is to be made. And it's really helped, I think, different stations and news outlets.
You know, Will, early on you mentioned how you were working for a newspaper and you were told to go out and shoot some video as part of covering a story. But did that video really add anything to the story? It almost seems like we were all told you have to have some video with your web stories. It doesn't matter what it is, just have some video there. And is that journalism then? And are we really accomplishing anything?
Just because it was online and because we had the ability to shoot video, just for the sake of shooting video, to have a video to show, I don't think was a good enough reason to rationalize that train of thought. I think the internet needs to be harnessed and used in such a way where we report stories and update stories, but just shooting a video up there of a holding your smartphone in front of the mayor after a city council meeting does not always make an ideal, well-shot piece of journalism. So no, it just doing something because we can doesn't mean it's always the catch-all or the answer to that question.
Yeah, I would say definitely people need more training in that. I think they're getting more in tune with that. You see people – I mean, we teach journalism and broadcasting students, and many of them are now well-versed in both mediums, in still photography, in videography, and all types of things. And, I mean, that's going to be really crucial for their careers because they're going to be doing all types of different platforms.
But how many videos have you seen, for example, with a newspaper or a radio station website, for that matter, that were really – informative, that were worth your time watching? It's one thing if you produce some sort of piece, some sort of package, or maybe have an explainer of some type in video. But I think, as Jasmine was saying, with cuts in staff, who has time to do that?
Exactly. And I think the videos were done just for the sake of doing them. And I worked at a newspaper for a company that did numerous training sessions and so forth. But I still think the industry is really still trying to figure out. I mean, I think we've learned some things and we're doing things a little bit better. But I think it's still trying to figure out how to effectively reach people online through digital or any and all digital means.
I'd agree with that, because even right before I took this position here at WIU, I was working at a TV station, and they were just determining whether or not they would have a social media policy. And I, you know, now I laugh when I think about that, because that was only back in 2012. And social media is huge, and they didn't know how to really use that.
I think what newspapers have always and should do is always harness that ability to get inside of a story and explain it, unearth things, go to the sources, and do more than what maybe TV or broadcast can do in their 30-second, 45-second stories. That's what newspapers always did well, and I've always argued that they should keep to that and stick to that when you get that morning paper.
I think we need to remember as journalists that it doesn't matter how you're getting the message out there, whether it's through a newspaper, through a website, on the television, on the radio, whatever. What matters is the storytelling and the journalism that's put into it.
Yeah. When I helped run the website at my old TV station, I was a fill-in for about 3 months. And we used the web to showcase elements that we couldn't showcase during our newscast, right? So slideshows, videos of the event that, you know, people were not able to watch because obviously everything's edited for TV on our newscast. Just extra long segments we could put on the web. And I think there's use for that. And I think if people are really interested in something, they're going to turn out for that. And we did get lots of people coming to our website for things like even slideshows of different events or people attended. They would spend a lot of time on the website looking at those.
My newspaper hosted debates, and I helped participate one night in taking people's feedback. I would blog it. Not everyone could be in the forum in the hall, and so I would say what the either candidate would say and would field comments back from people. And that's when you harness, and that's when you use online in a very productive way. And I think that's what we need to be looking at, specializing how to use this different media and harnessing them to their ultimate potential.
I need to be looking at the clock, and it's telling us that we are out of time. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.